Tim Wilson, morning to you.
Morena, how are you going?
I'm going extremely well. Are you commercialising Matariki this weekend, Tim?
We're going to Motet. Is that commercialising it?
No, I don't think so. I think you'll get away with going to Motet. I think there's a little bit of money to exchange, but a lot of angst early on in the week, but we mustn't commercialise Matariki, so I'm thinking that Motet's okay. Kate Hawksby, morning to you.
Good morning.
Oh, you want to clear your throat? You just want to...
Do you know what? I've woken up the first time in 3 weeks. I feel the most normal that I... In fact, I'm trying to tread lightly for fear that something happens to me because I'm just like, wow, I actually feel okay today. So, but there is hope.
That's so exciting because you've crossed the precipice. It's been interesting to follow your journey of unwellness in these last what seems like months, but it's only 3 weeks.
When they say in sickness and in health in the marriage vows, that's the big test, isn't it? Because you in sickness really is a test. Like I've hated being sick. You've hated me being sick. Like, it's really unenjoyable for everyone, isn't it?
That
it's
is the truth.
Worst.
Well, I'm glad to hear, because I haven't actually talked to you this so far this morning, but I did get the read on the Aura Ring. You woke up with an 83 on the Aura Ring, and that's not a good number. So I'm thinking, oh, God, it's another one
not
of the 80s.
Not even all the sleep I'm getting, because I'm getting a ridiculous... I'm having, like, 10-hour sleep trying to get better. So
Can we back the truck up? What's an Aura Ring?
An Aura Ring is like a Fitbit or a Garmin or something, but with a bit more detail on it, and it tracks your body in all sorts of different ways, shapes, and forms. And what you're aiming to do, Kim Kardashian wakes up most mornings with a 100 and a crown.
No, not most mornings. She's done that like once or twice, but I don't know how she's so relaxed. And maybe because she does nothing and everybody does stuff for her.
But well,
maybe she wakes... Doesn't she also wake up beside Marilyn Monroe's ripped dress?
Waking up next to Pete Davidson would be so stressful for me. I mean, I don't know how she's so relaxed.
Exactly. But 90-something in a crown is what you want, Tim, for gives you the feedback of a good night's rest. What I mean, though, the precipice, Katie, is though I was listening to Tim has been filling in for you since, I think the last 3 years.
And I feel terrible about that.
And he says things, and it's a nice little line. It's the pressure, no pressure thing. He comes back on and he goes, programming note this morning, and he said it a week ago, programming note this morning, because you've crossed the line where you've been away so long.
I know.
That people do genuinely wonder whether you, one, are still alive, and B, will ever be back.
I wonder.
You've become an Instagram influencer, haven't you? You've got a new gig. It's all signed, sealed, and delivered.
It's the weirdest thing. It came to me, Tim. I was sick, and suddenly baskets of supplements and vitamins and health started turning up, and sleepwear and loungewear, and before I knew it, I was an Instagram influencer saying, oh, thank you, look at this. Oh, wow, thank you, look at this. Make me healthy.
What's your best potion? I mean, this is all tied in with COVID. You don't have COVID anymore. You've got God knows what. But
well, what I got, thank you for asking, Michael, because it's a long time sick. I got a terrible bout of COVID, which I know people say I never want to hear about COVID again. Suffering COVID right now that is suffering, I hear you, I see you, I feel for you. It is horrific if you get a bad dose of COVID. On top of that, I got influenza A, which is the bulk of cases showing up to hospital at the moment. It is the worst kind of flu, so that really bowled me. And the third thing, the triple whammy, which we've got a daughter at med school, and she said they're currently studying this. A lot of the cases at the moment, COVID positive cases, they're reigniting. If you had glandular fever in your youth, and I did as a teenager, the virus lies dormant. The COVID strain at the moment is reigniting glandular fever viruses, and that's been my longevity. I got glandular fever again, so that's why it's taken me so long to recover, because I've just felt like a bus rolled over me. So that's the problem with it.
You're too much of an overachiever, Katie. One out of three would have been fine, but you had to go for all. What's going? You got to throttle back. Too much achievement.
I know. So unlucky. I'm so bummed because I pride myself on being a healthy person, but I did discover the coolest remedies, the best tonics if you're suffering. Harker's Herbals, I think it's a New Zealand company. Phenomenal lung support, ear, nose and throat, recovery support, vitamin C and zinc. Amazing tonics, and I think they do a kids range as well. And that, I think, is raising me from the dead.
Hashtag no ad there. What's
Hashtag no ad.
Is that all those, it's just like pine bark and elderberry and blackberry and blueberry and orangeberry and all that?
Well, it's a lot of other stuff like menthol and Irish moss, and it's all natural, but it's amazing.
I don't want to be the offbeat voice here, but Mike, I don't know if it crossed your mind as well, but I realise you were sick, Kate, but there was quite a lot of posting on Instagram, like How sick are you actually, if you're able to post
on Instagram? Bad question, Tim. Not a bad question.
Yeah. Well, if you follow me regularly, Timothy, you'll know that there were whole days I didn't post at all because I was so unwell. And then I would post the baskets I was receiving and people would go, oh, is this a sign of life? Are you okay? Are you better? Are you feeling good? And I would have a good day and then I would wake up and be like, no, I can't even open Instagram. I feel too sad. And
so
present.
Call it now. So TAB odds, let's open a book. Chances of you being here Monday?
I'm aiming for it. I am gunning for it. I'm determined to be there Monday. So I hope my doctor's not listening because I'm sure that's not in
the
plan.
She said another week, didn't she?
I've got to have one more round of bloods because I also managed to get liver damage through all of this, Tim. So I've really goodness. Got the full gamut. So I've got to do one more round of bloods. But I'm feeling so good, I think I'm going to come back Monday.
What I actually need is a bit of a lie down. Tim, while I've got you on a health bent here, quick test for you. This is the big one that's come out from the British somebody or others tied in with a Brazilian study, 2,000 people. Can you stand on one leg for 10 seconds?
Oh, I could probably do it, no problem.
Okay, would you walk 111 metres per minute? Say 100 metres, but visually 100. Would you do that in a minute? 10 seconds to sprint, would you do that in a minute? Of course you would.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I mean, see, these are all just numbers. I'm still doing my run. It doesn't matter if the weather's cold. I do my shuffle and...
And you're feeling good for
Rachel,
it?
Rachel brought me a new pair of tracksuit pants that are a bit longer and a bit thicker. So pedestrians spared the sight of my legs. So,
the most famous one is the one where you're sitting cross-legged on the ground, right? Can you get up without using your arms or hands or any sort of means? Just in other words, using your legs and balance, getting up and stand up.
Can't do it at all. I've got a trick knee, remember? Fell off that scooter.
Oh, trick knee, okay. Trick knee, not applicable. Stair walking, could you do 4 flights of stairs without stopping?
Oh, easy. We've got stairs in our house. So we've got.
Well, you haven't got 4 flights.
Well, yeah, but I seem to go at 1 flight, okay. So what's the problem? 2 at a time.
Okay. Perhaps not a play. Grip strength, I'm not sure about. Men should be able to grip 26 kgs. I don't know how they'd measure that. Do you reckon you're good for strength?
Oh, I reckon 80 press-ups a day would make me pretty strong. How's your press-up
Very good indeed, and I'm glad you raised that, because number 6 is you need to do 40 in one go. Now, let me tell you this in all honesty. I do 150 a day, but I do them in 30 blocks, 30-lot blocks, right? Have some more harkers there, Katie, while we're just sorting this out, will you? I do them in 30. To do 40, I reckon I could do it, but it's hard work. That's a big ask. 40 in a go is hard work.
What you do is, it's all in the head. You know this, Oscar. So what you do is you do your 20 first, then you do your 10, then you break it into 2 5s. You can get there. I believe in you.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, I'm going to give that a go today. I'm very big on the balancing on one leg, though. I do that every day just for a fun thing. And
Do you?
Oh, yeah,
I've
I can do that.
I've never seen you do that once.
No, I do it in private, Katie. I don't need you with your 5-litre harkers, throat gargle, standing there going, come on, you can't stand on one leg. I don't need that.
By the way, just FYI, I've been standing on one leg for the duration of this interrogation.
I believe you. And for you, Katie, health-wise this morning, major study, huge study involving 160,000 women.
Mm-hmm.
Over a 26-year period, optimism will have you live longer.
Oh, gee, gosh, I've been so depressed and pessimistic these past 3 weeks. I'm amazed I'm still alive.
160,000 women cannot be wrong.
Wow, I got to work on that.
You've got to be more upbeat.
Well, when you've got no energy and you feel ill, it's really hard to be upbeat.
It's hard to be
upbeat.
See
what I'm saying?
Especially.
You've done it just then. You've done it just then. Don't say that. You say, well, I'm feeling a bit down, but I tell you what, here are the upsides.
No, but I don't think people understand the gravitas of living with Tony Robbins. Every day you're like such a hype
guy.
Every day you come home and you're like, how's your day? Do you feel amazing? Are you on the mend? Isn't life great? What a beautiful day. You're just so up all the time. That's quite exhausting.
Kate, this is what, you know what? His relentless optimism has been a grindstone wearing you down, making you sicker, taking you lower. Just like, cut it out for the sake of your health.
So true.
Now, quick one just in this morning from the British press. Rupert Murdoch is divorcing Jerry Hall.
Yes.
He's 91.
Fourth divorce, isn't it, for him?
It's the fourth divorce.
Right, yeah.
Would you divorce anyone at 91? Could you be bothered?
Is this a question or a comment? You raised this because when Marley brought COVID home from school first, you said to me, if you catch this and give this to me, I will divorce you. And then when you inevitably, when I did catch it and give it to you and you did get it, I said to you the day you put this in positive, I said, aren't you divorcing me now? And you said, I can't be bothered. You couldn't even be bothered divorcing
And I'm only 57. I'm just thinking, you know, you get to 91 and you're thinking, come on, how, I mean, really, can you be bothered ringing the lawyer, for goodness sake?
Too much hassle. It's too much hassle.
Hey, are we commercialising Matariki this weekend, Katie?
Not at all. I'm just drinking herbal remedies, trying to get well for Monday. That's my sole focus.
Okay, so you're going to Motat, Tim. You're drinking herbal remedies. We're not commercialising Matariki. It's going to be a winner for us all, won't it? You have a fabulous time, Timmy, and we'll see you next week. And Kate Hawksby's back on the radio. Can we say this yet? Kate Hawksby's back on the radio Monday.
Don't hurry back, Kate.
Manifest
Don't hurry
it.
Back.
Manifest it.
Manifesting it. Make it happen. Monday at 5 o'clock. Kate Hawksby, Tim Wilson.